Thank you for opening my earring. Thank you. I like playing soccer. And when I grow up, I want to become a pilot.
Sa pamamagitan ng mga salitang ito, isang batang ulila sa Uganda na may pangalang Joseph ay ngumiti ng husto. Nawala ng pagdinig si Joseph dahil sa malubhang impeksyon nang siya ay maliit pa habang lumalaban upang mabuhay sa mga maruming lugar sa siyudad ng Uganda. Nakakita siya ng isang sangtuwaryo subalit naging sobrang tahimik at madaling magalit habang bumababa sa mundo ng katahimikan. Ngayon dahil sa regalo ng hearing aid mula sa Australia, ang kanyang mundo ay muling nagbukas. Ang hearing aids ay mula sa Lions Hearing Foundation, isang grupong kasapi ng Ear Science of Australia. Si Marcos Atlas ang direktor at punong manggagamot ng institute. Sinabi niya na bilang batang doktor, ang trabaho ay tungkol sa technique at procedure, subalit ngayon ito ay lumalaking tungkol sa mga tao.
As time goes on, it starts to be much more about how the people that you operate with and work on and work with are changed. And so to see somebody who can't hear and wants to hear and then can hear, it's just the best thing you can have in your life from surgery or medicine. So it's been a wonderfully fulfilling thing both in Australia and in the countries we visit.
I've got some new donated hearing aids for you. You can just prepare them for me, please.
Thank you so much.
Ang mga lumang hearing aids ay binibigay sa iba't ibang paraan at natatapos sa Ear Science Institute na kung saan ito ay inaayos at nililinis. Mula doon, ang kagamitan ay pinadadala sa mga bansang katulad ng Africa at Asia. Sinabi ng punong ehekutibo ng institute, Sandra Belicom, na ang mga hearing aid ay hindi lamang nag-aayos ng pandinig.
Unfortunately, in many developing countries, if a child has hearing loss, it's not always picked up because those services aren't available. And then that child could potentially end up being put into a school or an environment with other children with multiple other disabilities. And an assumption is often made that the child might have an intellectual disability. And in fact, there's a chance that the child's intellect is perfectly intact. It's just that they can't hear.
Hindi lamang hearing aid ang ipinadadala sa labas ng bansa. Kasama din ito ang kaalaman. Ang institute ay nagsasanay ng mga audiolohista at doktor mula sa lumalagong bansa upang maglagay ng cochlear implants. Ayon kay Marcos Atlas, ang inimbentong gamit ng Australia ay tumatagal sa kahabaan ng buhay ng mga tumatanggap.
The quality of life and productivity of children and young adults and adults who get implanted is such that they can get involved in the community and their professional work life. So that's the story. The story is of economic value for developing countries and how this will help the country to be able to prosper. People who hear are far more productive, have a better quality of life than people who have difficulty hearing.
Ayon na din kay Sandra Belicom, ang pag-unlad sa teknolohiya kasama ng kapasidad ng internet ay nangangahulugan na ang kaalaman at kagalingan ay maaaring ibahagi sa kahabaan ng mundo at sa buong Australia.
We've spent many years on automation. So having a look at ways that we can assess people's hearing without a person having to do the hearing test. And that's referred to as automatic audiometry or automated audiometry, but also teleaudiology or e-audiology, which means that you can assess somebody from a distance. And so we've spent around 10 years working in that field in order to try and provide care from a distance. So we're actually doing that research with another researcher who's in Africa, but utilising our knowledge in rural and remote places here in Australia.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.